going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
You were busy watching the Knicks the other night, as all of us were. You missed the game of the year, the best win of the season for the New York Yankees, as they took 2 of 3 by winning the last two and really should have swept the series against the very talented, very good San Diego Padres. And the Yankee pitching completely shut them down, other than the obvious blowing of a 3-run lead in the 8th inning in game 1 of the series. But they, in this series, they battled back. They were down. The Yankees were the only team in baseball. I believe they were the only team who just, they had lost, the stat going into the series after Monday night, they had lost 5 games when leading after 7, which is the most in baseball, and they had won 0 games when leading, when trailing in the 7th inning or later. That was the worst disparity in all of Major League Baseball. 5 games lost that way, 0 games won the opposite. And both of those things changed. Well, I guess the 5 can't change. But they actually, they battled back, they scored runs late, they beat up on a bullpen and had the 10-run inning, and then obviously came back again on Wednesday night. Continue to battle, a pinch hit home run from Grisham, Trent Grisham has been an absolute revelation. It is amazing what Trent Grisham has been able to do this year. Pinch hit 2-run home run to tie the game. The Yankees win in extra innings. But the story of the game for me, and you know how I feel about this, I've been passionate about this, Devin Williams is going to be and has to be a huge part of this Yankee bullpen. He has to be. And when you see this, like, this is exactly why the New York Yankees are doing it and handling it the way they are. And they were right on the precipice of losing him there. That was a game, extra innings, runner on second, top of the 10th. They had already gone through. They wanted to stay away from Cruz because he pitched a couple days. They had already used Weaver. Like, they needed Devin Williams in a spot to start the 10th against the top of the order of a very powerful top of the order of the San Diego Padres. And that is where you fix him. Like, this is why you pitch him in these moments still. Because they need, and you could say whatever you want. You can give me Jonathan Loaisiga is coming back. You could tell me Cruz is striking out more people than any reliever in baseball. You could tell me that you're very confident in Weaver as your closer. This bullpen would be okay. You want to win a World Series? The bullpen has to be dominant, especially when the starting rotation, as of right now, looks the way it looks. Now, it pitched very well in this series. And Max Fried, who pitched, you know, gave up one run in seven innings and has an ERA right around one and a whip under one, who's been every bit the ace. I mean, we talk about that contract and, oh, 8 years, we'll see. Right now, he has been a godsend. Can you imagine this team without Max Fried right now? What he has done, this is, and make no mistake, this is as good as any stretch that Gerrit Cole has ever given the New York Yankees. Max Fried, to start this year, in his first, I think it's eight starts now, there has not been a better eight-start period at any point from Gerrit Cole in a Yankee uniform. And he's been incredible, won a Cy Young. That's how good Max Fried is. And it's been a pleasure watching him. Left-handed pitcher, dotting his fastballs, has that big curveball. Like, he has been unbelievable. And Devin Williams has to come through in that spot, and this is why they need him in that bullpen. You want to win a championship? Like, right now, the offense has a lot of great numbers, and I'll push back on anybody who's, you know, the offense, it leads the American League in runs, it leads the American League in batting average, it leads the American League in OPS. Like, the offense, while having games here or there, the offense overall, and I know a lot of it's built on, you know, big run differential and scoring a lot of runs in a, you know, couple games. But, I mean, they broke out in a game that was, they were losing, and they came and scored 10 runs. I mean, I'm not going to diminish that 10-run rally and say, well, okay, so what? They scored 10 runs one game. Yeah, okay. That was a 10-run rally they needed, especially in the bullpen. Like, the offense has been good. If you look at the problems of this team, quite honestly, you could single it out to three people. Cookie Carrasco, Will Warren, Devin Williams. Those three people are the reason the Yankees don't have a six-game lead in the American League East. That's it. Those three people. Outside of that, the New York Yankees have played pretty damn well and are clearly the best team in the division and one of the best teams, if not the best team, in the American League. And they just went toe-to-toe with one of the top elite teams in the National League that everybody says they can't hang with. And if it wasn't for blowing a three-run lead with Devin Williams in Game 1, they would have swept the series. But to get back to Devin Williams for a second, they need him in the back of his bullpen if you want to have a dominant bullpen, which we have seen how important that can be in the postseason. And the reason you don't banish him to mop-up duty, the reason you still throw him out there in circumstances like Game 1 of the series against the Padres, a three-run lead in the eighth inning, which he ends up blowing that game, obviously, but you still put him out there because that's the only place he's going to find it. And you watched this game the other night. Extra innings, runner on second. He strikes out Tatis. He strikes out Machado. He strikes out Bogarts. Yeah, there's a walk and a hit batter. He's not perfect. He doesn't have his fastball command. You could tell. But watch the way he got through that inning and watch the emotion he had walking off the field. He won the game for the New York Yankees. He got the W, and he gave them a huge inning. And with the top of that order coming up, and I just rattled off the names. I mean, those are all-star to superstar-level players. And he didn't allow a run and allowed a sacrifice fly from Mascara in the bottom of the 10th to win them that game. And his emotion coming off the field, you can't create that pitching him down six runs. You can't create that throwing him in nothing opportunities. He has got to get into situations. Now, obviously, you probably wouldn't have loved that particular high-level situation right away, but that's what he was thrusted into, and you can't be scared to throw him there. Because as much as I want to beat the Padres on a Wednesday night in May, I know this team is good. I know this team is going to the playoffs. I know who they are.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I know that in a lousy American League, when six teams make it, they're going to the playoffs. And I'm not saying I want to sacrifice a game in May. I'm not saying I don't care about a game in May, which, by the way, none of you will, because when they lose in the playoffs, nobody points to the great May they had. When they won 99 games in the division and the first half were unbeatable and sent six guys to the All-Star team in 2022, when they got swept by the Astros, nobody was telling me, but hey, those games in May were fun, right? Everybody pushes back. Oh, sure, they win regular season. Oh, who cares about games in May? Until you're in May, then suddenly it's got to be life or death. Life or death for those games. And if Boone has any sort of looking towards the future or getting a player right or worrying about tomorrow, God, what a disaster and a moron he is. Well, let me tell you why he's not a moron. Because getting Devin Williams right, believe it or not, gets you more wins than the one game in May. And gets you more important wins in the bigger games of the season when it matters most. And that emotion he had coming off the field, the momentum built off of that performance, can't get recreated in some mean nothing performance down six runs, up seven runs in the fifth inning after Cookie Carrasco gave up 12. Like, that doesn't do it. This is one of the premier closers in the game. He's not just some other guy. They traded for him. They've targeted him for years. He's been a world-class reliever, the elite of the elite, for years, both in a role in the eighth inning and a closer role after they traded Hader. That's what he's been. And I don't know about you, but I want to go into a postseason series knowing I have Weaver, who has been unbelievable. Other than the outing where he couldn't save it for Williams. I want to go into a playoff series knowing I have Weaver. I got Cruz in that splitter. I got the riding fastball of Jonathan Loaisiga. And I got the dominance of one of the great relievers over the last handful of years and an airbender pitch that was making Tatis look bad, making Manny Machado look bad, making Xander Bogaerts look bad. That's what I want. I want to know I got 5-6 arms coming out of the bullpen when right now I don't know about my starting rotation. I don't know who's going to be available at the trade deadline. I don't know if Luis Gil's going to stay healthy. I don't know if Max Fried's going to stay healthy. I don't know if Carlos Rodon is going to continue to pitch as great as he's pitched. I don't know. They need that dominant bullpen, and they need Devin Williams. And the Yankees have handled it exactly right, and I'm really hoping that that moment on the mound in that game and being able to strike out, one, the players he struck out, the ability to get out of the inning without giving up another run, having that lead to the victory. Like, he can he's cost the Yankees how many wins? At least 3 or 4. Well, you could put one in the win column with how he pitched in that inning. The balls to throw, he's got to work on his fastball command still, and that's really it. You look at it, like, it's not like he's been pounded. Has he even given up a home run this year? Like, it's not like he's getting pounded all over the ballpark. He has no fastball command. He's got to find his command. He's got to get it together. But it's silly to give up on him. And the Yankees aren't going to, rightfully so. And that performance the other night, I'm hoping, is what turns this season around. But as they get ready for a West Coast trip and looking into the Subway Series next Friday, I'm surprised any Yankee fan, like, and I, you know, obviously I talk to him all the time. I don't know what you're so upset about. Like, honestly. Like, right now, they're not a great team. They're a flawed team. We knew this. The bottom of the rotation stinks. Why? Because they lost Gerrit Cole and Luis Gil. The offense, while not perfect, strikes out too much. Situational hitting is an issue for them. It's been an issue for them. It continues to be an issue for them. They've lost a couple of series they shouldn't have lost. But honestly, like, you look at where they are now in the standings. If you take away the four games, and it's probably more than that, but let's call it the four games where they have, you know, pretty much the game sealed. They got a 3-run lead the other night they blow. They got the 4-run lead in Tampa that Devin Williams blows. They got the lead in Toronto that he blew. Like, you change those games, and those weren't just 1-run leads. Those weren't just, like, ho-hum saves and, you know, closers blow save. That's part of baseball, Chris. You can't count those as victories. We are talking about 4-run leads in the ninth. We are talking about 3-run leads. The New York Yankees right now would be 24-12 if they, you know, 25-12 if those four games. Let's just give them three. They'd be 24-13. That'd be the best record in the American League. That'd be a half a game worse than the Mets. That'd be a half a game worse than the Dodgers for the best record in baseball. They've got to solve their Devin Williams issue, and I think the other night went a long way into doing it.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.